Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep into the most important stock in the AI revolution, NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. This is a comprehensive analysis, and by the end, you'll have a clear picture of where this company stands, the risks, the massive opportunities, and what I think you should do about it. Let's get right into it. NVIDIA has been the center of the investing universe for the last couple of years. It's the undisputed king of AI chips, but the narrative has shifted from just selling graphics cards for gaming to powering the entire global infrastructure for artificial intelligence. The stock has seen a staggering 1,144% return over the last 5 years. But after that kind of run, everyone asks the same question: is there still room to run, or is the party over? Let's start with the basics. NVIDIA was founded in 1993 by Jensen Huang, who is still the CEO. The company is headquartered in Santa Clara, California. It operates in the semiconductors industry within the technology sector. The business has completely transformed. While they still have a gaming segment, the real story is the data center business. They design the GPUs and the networking solutions that are the backbone of every major AI model being trained and deployed today. From OpenAI to Google to Meta, they all run on NVIDIA. The company currently has about 36,000 full-time employees. Now, let's talk about the numbers that matter. For the fiscal year 2026, NVIDIA pulled in a mind-boggling $215.9 billion in total revenue. To put that in perspective, just 2 years prior in fiscal year 2024, revenue was $60.9 billion. The growth trajectory is almost vertical. The breakdown is where it gets really interesting. The data center segment alone generated $193.7 billion of that total. That's nearly 90% of all revenue coming from data center AI chips. Gaming contributed about $16 billion, which is still a massive business on its own, but it's dwarfed by the AI boom. Professional visualization came in at $3.1 billion, and automotive at $2.3 billion. Geographically, the United States is the biggest market by far at nearly $150 billion, followed by Taiwan at $42.3 billion and China at $19.6 billion. The earnings story is just as explosive. For fiscal year 2026, net income hit $120 billion. That's a net profit margin of almost 63%. The company generated diluted earnings per share of $4.90. Compare that to just 7 cents per share in fiscal year 2023. The operating income was $130.4 billion and EBITDA came in at $144.5 billion. The company is not just growing, it is printing cash at an industrial scale. Gross profit margin sits at a phenomenal 74.1%. The most recent earnings call for Q1 of fiscal 2027 was incredibly bullish. Management highlighted that total revenue reached $82 billion for the quarter alone. They specifically noted that the ramp of their new Blackwell architecture is happening faster than any product in the company's history. Demand is insatiable, driven by every major cloud provider and enterprise customer racing to build out AI capacity. They also emphasize that inference, the actual running of AI models, is becoming a massive growth driver, not just training. This is critical because it means the AI build-out is moving from the construction phase into the operational phase, which creates a recurring demand cycle for NVIDIA's hardware. Let's look under the hood at the balance sheet. NVIDIA is in a fortress-like financial position. They have $10.6 billion in cash and cash equivalents, but more importantly, total current assets are $125.6 billion against total current liabilities of just $32.1 billion. That's a current ratio of 3.4, meaning they have more than 3 times the liquid assets to cover any short-term obligations. Total assets are $206.8 billion, with total stockholders' equity at $157.3 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is incredibly low at just 0.06. They are virtually debt-free. Free cash flow for the year was a massive $96.6 billion. This financial strength gives them enormous flexibility to invest, acquire, or return capital to shareholders. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. First, the brand and technology moat are nearly unbreachable. Their CUDA software ecosystem locks developers in. Second, the pace of innovation is relentless. They are on a 1-year product release cadence. Third, the gross margins and free cash flow generation are best in class. On the weaknesses side, The company is incredibly dependent on a single supplier, TSMC, for its most advanced chips. Any disruption there would be catastrophic. Also, the business is hyper-concentrated in data center AI. If that market slows, there isn't a huge second act to fall back on immediately. Looking at opportunities, the biggest is the enterprise AI adoption wave. We are still in the early innings of companies deploying AI across their operations. Jensen Huang just hinted that robotics is the next trillion-dollar opportunity, specifically mentioning South Korea. Autonomous vehicles and AI-powered machines represent a massive greenfield market. Finally, the threats, competition is real. AMD is making strides, and big tech companies like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft are all designing their own custom AI chips. There is also the constant geopolitical risk regarding export controls to China, which is a significant market. Senator Elizabeth Warren has even invited Jensen Huang to testify about China chip sales, adding a layer of regulatory uncertainty. Let's look at the price action. Over the last year, NVDA is up 54%. Over the last 3 months, it's up 19.4%. The stock has shown incredible resilience, bouncing back from pullbacks quickly. The beta is 2.24, meaning it's more than twice as volatile as the overall market. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. The recent move higher has been fueled by the Blackwell product cycle and the overwhelmingly positive earnings report. Technically, the stock has been consolidating and breaking out to new highs, supported by strong volume. Let's get into the valuation, because this is where the rubber meets the road. We ran a comprehensive valuation using a forward PE model as our primary engine, with a DCF model as support. The AI analysis gave this setup a high confidence score of 95 out of 100. Why forward PE? Because NVIDIA is a hypergrowth company with strong analyst estimates, making earnings-based valuation the most relevant. The traditional DCF can undervalue a company that is reinvesting so heavily. The model assumed a forward PE target of 32. Why 32? The historical average is distorted by low earnings years in the past. A 32 multiple is a premium that is justified by NVIDIA's AI leadership and its 85% revenue growth rate. For the DCF leg, we used an 8.5% discount rate and a 3% perpetual growth rate. So what are the numbers? The current prices to the market snap blended fair value comes in at $237.37. The DCF leg alone suggests a fair value of 283.84. This implies an upside of approximately 10.5% from current levels. The 5-year KR based on this valuation is around 2%, which seems conservative. The AI sanity check confirmed this is economically plausible, noting the stock is trading at about 24x current forward EPS with strong growth. The plausible fair value range sits between $250 on the low end and $400 on the high end, with a midpoint of $325. What drives this valuation? First, the revenue growth trajectory. Second, the expanding margins as Blackwell scales. Third, the assumption that forward PE multiple compression is limited because the growth is so durable. And fourth, the free cash flow conversion, which we modeled to gradually decline from 85 to 75% of net income as CapEx increases. All right, here is my take. NVIDIA is a phenomenal business. The financials are pristine, the competitive position is dominant, and the secular tailwind of AI is the biggest technological shift of our generation. However, valuation matters. At 32 times forward earnings for a company growing this fast, it is not a value stock, but it is also not a bubble. The fair value of around $237 suggests limited upside over the next year, but the 5-year picture is much more compelling if the growth story holds. The key upside is that AI inference and enterprise adoption create a much longer runway than the market currently prices in. The key risk is that competition erodes margins faster than expected, or that a geopolitical event disrupts the supply chain. If you are a long-term investor, I think NVIDIA is a core holding, but don't expect it to double every year. The law of large numbers is real. For the 5-year outlook, a $10,000 investment today could be worth around $1,150 based on the base case valuation, but that could be significantly higher if the high end of the valuation range is realized. Bottom line, I am bullish on the business, but I am realistic about the entry point. It is a hold for existing investors and a buy on any significant pullback for new ones. What do you think about NVDA? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.